As we edge closer and closer to the conclusion of the league, we need to first deal with the small matter of the Nedbank Cup semi-finals. Hello and welcome to the weekend special. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeu.
Soccer Laduma Radio.
Definitely Chiefs, Arrows and Vets are the other teams joining TX Galaxy, but mina ngilikhosi. So a team ezowina phakathi kweChiefs neCeltic iyezothatha iNedbank. But definitely I'm sure ukuthi iKhosi izowina, izophumelela.
Kaizer Chiefs will go through home ground advantage.
So your choice then, take a pick, as it's Celtic or Arrows, Vets or Cheaper, or Chiefs or Cape Town City, who will join TS Galaxy in the semi-finals of the Nedbank Cup. On the show today, we have former Orlando Pirates star Dumisa Ngobe to preview the Sundowns and Pirates clash. I also have a fun activity for him to make a pick between Celtic, Arrows, Verds, Cheaper, Chiefs or Cape Town City. So hang tight and stay tuned for that part. We also have superfans Botham Sila and Marcelo Machaka to talk all things Nedbank Cup. So hang on there and enjoy the show.
Radio.
Joining me now on the line is former Orlando Pirates star midfielder Dumisa Ngobe to chat all things Orlando Pirates versus Mamelodi Sundowns, which is a top of the table clash that will be played on Monday. Orlando Pirates versus Mamelodi Sundowns on Monday. Ben Mutwari, Orlando Pirates midfielder, says that this is not a top of the table title deciding clash. What do you think?
No, I don't agree with him. You know why? Because if Pirates doesn't beat Sundowns, who else would be Sundowns? Because Pirates, they need to do the job for themselves. They cannot bank on somebody that will do the job for them. So they need to do the job for themselves.
All right. So in your opinion, this is a league-deciding game. It's very important.
Especially for Pirates, yes, it is a deciding game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not bank for somebody that will do for you or will do something for you. You have to do it for yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And also, the last game that these teams played in the first leg of the league, it ended as 0-0. Mamelodi Sundowns employed a very negative tactic in that all they did was to close down Ukola Mlambo. At that time, he was on top form. You remember, it's the same game that Coach Rulani was confronted by a Sundowns fan as well. Mm-hmm. What kind of match do you think we will see this time around?
I don't know. I mean, what I'm thinking with the Pirates, are they thinking the same as the way I'm thinking? That I think it's supposed to be a game whereby it's a revenge game. Why? Because they've been knocked out from the Champions League.
Yeah.
So for them, it's a decider that they must have something in their silver cupboard. Because if they will fail to beat Sundowns now, there will be no other game or any tournament that will be played before end of the season. So this is their last chance of getting something from all the hard work that they put during this season.
Yeah, for sure. And also, I think one of the difficult things about Coach Mitchell is that he's been doing well. He ended number two last season. This season, he could be number one, number two, or number three. We'll see in the next few games. But there are no trophies. Do you sympathize with him? Do you think that he needs to be given more opportunities to coach Pirates?
I don't know. First, when is his contract ends with Pirates? But I think it's still got another season to go with Pirates,
yes,
if I'm not
yes.
mistaken. So, but apparently, as last season, as they finished secondly, so I thought this season, you know, they'll do better that they finished at the top of the league. So I think it's time for him to show that, you know, as he was building the team last season, this season is a different season than the last season.
All right. And score prediction for the game for you, and who do you think are going to be the standout players for that game?
The only thing that I can say is Pirates will win the game by 2-1.
A result for Orlando Pirates for you. And the goal scorers for you, for Pirates sides?
I won't say who will score the goals, but definitely so Pirates will win this game.
All right.
That's what I'm, because I know Pitsum Simang currently is a little bit worried about Pirates, you know, because he doesn't know how to plan, who to mark, and Pirates, you know, always they change their tactics.
All right, before we let you go, Dumi, just a few fixtures in the Nedbank Cup. I'm sure you know that it's the quarterfinals of the Nedbank Cup this weekend. I'm going to need your fixture prediction. Celtic on Saturday is playing at home against Golden Arrows, their former coach, Steve Compeller. What do you see progressing to the semi-finals in that fixture?
Between Arrows and Celtic, that game will be decided on a penalty shootout.
And who will eventually go through?
I won't tell you, but that game will go to penalty shootout, and it will depend who want it most. But during the game, because both teams, so there'll be not that much in the heart of in terms of attacking. They'll be cautious in terms of attacking, and definitely show. That is why I'm saying the game will end up in a penalty.
All right. Okay, and then on Saturday as well, later on at 8:15, Bidvest Wits are playing host to the struggling Chipa United. Bidvest Wits versus Chipa United, who is your money on?
Wits will win the game.
Wits against Chipa United. All right, and then the last one, on Sunday, Kaizer Chiefs, Benny McCarthy traveling to Kaizer Chiefs, who is coached by Ernst Middendorp. Who do you tip for this one?
I think that one I'll give it to Kaizer Chiefs, even though Benny, he does have some surprises at the end of the day. But for this one, I'll give it to Kaizer Chiefs. Because why I'm saying that the kind of qualities players that they can match each other, you know, both teams.
Thank you so much, man, for giving us your time. Really, really appreciate it.
No problem.
In case you missed it, here are some of the news that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. Former Kaizer Chiefs and Bafana Bafana defender Sboniso Gaxa has been congratulated by the South African Football Association for his latest achievement. Gaxa has graduated from Wits University with a political science and social studies degree in one of his latest achievements. Meanwhile, the defender has encouraged other professional football players to take their education seriously. He was congratulated by the South African Football Association president, Dr. Denny Jordan, on his amazing achievement. And we also congratulate him at Sokola Duma Radio. And moving right along, Baroka FC says that they have no plans to make technical team changes despite their current situation on the Absa Premiership log. According to the club's boss, he says that it's only 6 matches remaining in the league, and even though they are 14th place on the PSL standings, they will not hire their ex-coach Khulu Kotobejane, who has been linked with a return to the team in recent weeks. The Limpopo outfit have refuted these reports, indicating that they will not be replacing coach Watson Nyirenda. And Orlando Pirates have been dealt a huge blow with the news that Xola Mlambo is likely to miss the match against Mamelodi Sundowns on Monday. Pirates' assistant coach Fadlu Davids confirmed during the club's press conference on Wednesday that Mlambo is said to miss the Sundowns clash due to injury. The Buccaneers are scheduled to welcome Sundowns in a top-of-the-table encounter at Orlando Stadium on Monday. Those were some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, go to www.sokoladuma.co.za. Sokola Duma Radio. Bloemfontein Celtic will play host to Golden Arrows in the Nedbank Cup quarterfinals on Saturday. Here is Bortam Sila to talk all things about that clash.
It is going to be a very difficult game for both two clubs. One reason being, Celtic understand the coach, and the coach understand the weak point of the team. Because the very same team that the coach left is the same team that is going to play in tomorrow. So he knows the weak point. He knows the weak point of our technical staff that we're working with. But the difficult part is one. Arrows, they are playing fast attacking football, which is what Bloom Celtic is also applying nowadays. It's the same system. And then one of the two things that people must understand, we play with a team that is being in the difficult problems during the whole season. But the way these boys are playing, it says to all of us, the fans, the Bloom Celtic supporters, the team itself, players are motivating themselves. They are no longer playing according to the coach instructions. They are no longer playing according to the technical staff instructions. They are playing in their own way of doing things. By doing what? Motivating themselves, closing the gaps where a player is weak. There's a player who's coming on board to help another player. It means we are talking about a very solid team with a mission of winning. I see a difficult game tomorrow. My players are very, 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 very arrogant, and they are very, very, very eager to win games for the supporters of Bloem Celtic. I don't take anything away from Golden Arrows. They are playing quality football. What they are playing is a football that says to the supporter, go to the stadium and witness what Arrows is doing. But I see my team becoming victorious tomorrow. Why? Two, another thing is the players are playing to honor the contract. And my players are playing to impress and say to us, the supporters, since you guys are still boycotting, we, the team, we're going to say to you, we give you 3 points, we give you this, we give you this. And I'm saying to all the supporters, they must understand that Steve Rompela is a very, very intelligent coach. He knows how to do his work. He knows how to do his stuff. But I'm saying, tomorrow, watch this space. Bloem Celtic 1, Arrows 0.
All right. And then, excellent, excellent. All right. And then, of course, you've summed up everything that I would have wanted to ask, which is great. Talk to us, finally, before we let you go, about the fan situation. There's been a back and forth between fans and the management. What is the current state of that now? Do you guys plan to support the team until the end of the season? What is the status of that situation now?
We have come to a conclusion that we must come to have a meeting. So today, afternoon, 5:30, we'll be having a meeting where we'll be inviting the government who was facilitating the issue of the sale of the club, and also the management of the club. They're also coming on board, and then the all supporters in different provinces, in different towns. They will be coming today in numbers to iron out the issue of the club. It's been long now. We've been boycotting so many teams. Now we need supporters to come in numbers and understand what was the reason for us to boycott the club. And then to understand a proper way of doing things instead of doing things while other supporters are doing things wrong. So we need to unite enough and address important issues. Today, we are having a big meeting where we'll finalize everything. Whether we go to the stadium tomorrow or we are not still going out in the stadium tomorrow. So today is a final decision where we'll agree we go inside the stadium or we are not going inside the stadium. So I'm urging all the supporters to come in numbers and be part of that meeting to understand and hear what's happening in our club.
All right. Portis, as always, thank you very much, man, for giving us your time.
Thanks a lot, my brother, as always.
Well, Kaza, she's found any difficulties in facing Cape Town City on Sunday. Masilo Machaka is with us to dissect the match and the possible results.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting game. You know, making mistakes is going to be a hard nut to crack, especially Cape Town City, based on their performance recently. I think they are very, very dangerous. So what we need to be, we need to be cautious. We must just play and play our normal football, which means we must have our tactics, you know, in place. And also make sure that we score early goal, especially in the first half. Because if you don't do that, Cape Town City will punish you. Because remember, Cape Town City, they like to play, especially in the second half. You know, meaning if you don't punish them in the first half, then in the second half, they will punish you. But I think they've got a good coach, like Benny McCarthy. They've tested the victory, especially lifting the trophy, since he took over. So we also have made the top specialist. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a game of two halves. So we just need to maintain ourselves, you know, be resolute, especially, and make sure that we don't concede and don't make those silly mistakes.
Let's talk a little bit about the way in which you've got to where you are now in the quarterfinals. You played lower league teams, the Magic FC, and you went to extra time with them. You played lower league teams and you went to extra time with both of them. I think the other one was Tornado FC, if I'm not mistaken. Does this mean that you have a challenge in cup competitions to wrap games up within 90 minutes? And how will that then play itself out in this match?
You must remember that the low division teams, and I think it's like when you go to war, not knowing what to expect. So you must remember, might punish you, might target you. So those low league division teams, they are unknown identity, meaning we don't even know their style of play. That is why we get it very, very tough to play against them. We don't know how to play against them, but they know how to play against us because they always watch Chivas on TV week in and week out. They know our players. We don't know their players. That is what I'm saying. It's always difficult and tough to play against the lower division teams. But game against Cape Town City. No, Cape Town City, we know their style of play. We know who's coaching Cape Town City. And we know some other players, how they play, you know, how they strategize, and especially when from defense going forward, we know how the style of play that they are using. So it's not going to be much difficult than the lower division team. So I'm expecting nothing but a good game. And also, we must be rough and radical, especially in front of goals, meaning we don't need to respect them. We need to go all out and make sure that we play this game like a final, meaning we have to punish Benny McCarthy going straight into the final, because it's do or die game now, and this is the last cup that we must we must cherish, meaning we as Kaizer Chiefs, we need to put one trophy in the cabinet, and this is the last trophy that we are looking for.
Yeah, it's exactly where I was going with this, with the next question being that of course, realistically speaking, you're not going to win the league. That has been very clear for a very long time. This trophy, it's the most important thing for Ernst Middendorp. What does it mean for him if he doesn't win it? You give him a chance again next season?
I'm not sure if the manager will be able to do that, but you know, fans are very, very impatient, you know, looking at how far we've come, and also especially as they took over. So, meaning Middendorp might just do us a favor, and also himself, just to make sure that he reaches the final and leaves the trophy, because it's going to be tough and difficult for management also to decide on their own. It was, they must remember, Asian supporters, they put pressure into the in the management side. So I'm just saying hopeful, and also wishing Middendorp and the team all the best, so that Middendorp can start very well in a season going forward. But this time around, let him make sure that he just take this trophy and put the trophy in the cabinet of the Tlama boys. Because, I mean, since then, we haven't won anything. I think after he took over, we are very, very confident and also optimistic that something will come up in the natural side.
Yeah, and the last one, Machaka, before I let you go, there is a challenge with the goalkeeper. Bruce Vuma, of course, was never going to play at Bafana Bafana unless there was a crisis with goalkeepers. For you, is it Bruce Vuma or Daniel Egbey or Virgil Fries, who do you go for? Because even Middendorp has said, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, that Bruce Vuma's confidence is down because he came back from Bafana Bafana not having played. So who is your preferred number one goalkeeper?
Once you are called in the Bafana Bafana setup, your confidence is very, very high. I'm surprised and also astonished what you are telling me, that they are saying Vuma's confidence is very, very low. It's a surprising thing for me. Because once you are called in the Bafana Bafana starting Bafana Bafana setup, meaning your confidence will be high. Meaning they've seen how you play, they've seen that you are competitive. Meaning Vuma, I think his spirit is very, very high. He's happy, he's smiling, which telling them how it was in Tunisia, you know, all those kind of things. Meaning his confidence is very high. If they put him on Sunday, I think he's going to produce miracles on Sunday. So I don't have doubt against anything like that. Vuma must be in the cold, my brother. Let's see what he can do. Let's see what he can produce.
All right, Chucks, thank you so much, as always, for giving us your time.
More than welcome. Sharp, sharp.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Let's now have a quick look at the fixtures in the upcoming weekend. Remember that it's NedBank Cup weekend, so Absa Premiership fixtures have been postponed or delayed, or there will be no fixtures in the Absa Premiership. There will be one fixture, though, on Monday. It will be a fixture between Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. Orlando Pirates being the home team in that clash. It will be on Monday at 7:30. However, in the Nedbank Cup, Bloemfontein Celtic on Saturday at 3 p.m. will be hosts to Golden Arrows, former club of Steve Compella. Bloemfontein Celtic, now Steve Compella is at Golden Arrows, of course. And then on Saturday at 8:15, Chippa United travel to Bidvest Wits. On Sunday, the only fixture will be Kaizer Chiefs at 3 p.m. hosting Cape Town City. And, of course, as we alluded to that fact, in the Nedbank Cup, there was only one result in the quarterfinal on Wednesday, with TS Galaxy traveling to Cape Town, getting a goal in the last few minutes of that game to win 2-1 against Cape Umoya United. So who will join TS Galaxy in the Nedbank Cup semifinals? Celtic or Golden Arrows, Bidvest Wits or Chippa United, Kaizer Chiefs or Cape Town City? The weekend shall tell us all about that by Sunday afternoon. All right, and then taking a look at what was covered in this week's edition of the Soccer Ladumo newspaper. Every week on Wednesdays, you can get yourself a copy of the newspaper for only 3 rand 90 cents. What was covered was an interesting topic, or an interesting chat rather, between Selin Abrams, who's a Soccer Ladumo journalist, and Redor Berdin. We've spoken to him on Soccer Ladumo radio before. He's a conditioning and strength coach. He's worked with Gambia and Togo, Trinidad and Tobago, Bloemfontein Celtic, Free State Stars. Now currently, last time I checked, he was at Chippa United. So they spoke about that and the fact that he will be joining Banyana Banyana as they prepare for the World Cup later this year. All right. And also our editor in the editor's column, Vuyani Joni, spoke about Hendrik Ekstein in his editor's column and whether or not people are being too harsh on him. Of course, if you don't know the story, Hendrik Ekstein has a contract situation with Chiefs. There are negotiations about him extending that contract. However, there is an impasse seemingly. Moving right along, Thomas Kwenaidi, the African football legendary journalist, spoke to Isha Johansson, who is the only president of football associations in Africa. She is presiding over the Sierra Leone Football Association. That association has been in trouble because football has not been is not being played over the past 2 or 3 years. Of course, there's more detail to that interview when you check it out on the Soccer Ladumo and this week's edition of the Soccer Ladumo newspaper about why football is not being played in that country and what kind of intervention has been made by FIFA. There's also the team of the week. There's also In Touch and Still In Touch on the Soccer Ladumo newspaper. Get yourself a copy and enjoy the content for only 3 rand 90 cents. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you will enjoy the fixtures this weekend, and don't forget to give us your thoughts on the game on 066-171-0346, and you can feature on the Fan Reaction Show. For now, thank you very much for listening.
Soccer Ladumo Radio. Soccer Ladumo Radio.